News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
And we've been talking about it all morning, and loads of you, I'm sure, are preparing for a fantastic music-filled weekend. And to get you into the festival mood, we're going to bring a bit of EP to you. From Hozier to Inhaler, from Sam Fender to Fatboy Slim, this year's lineup is packing a punch and you're in for a treat. And Today FM's Shelley Gray is here to get you into the swing of things. Shelley, this really is a great lineup, isn't it?
Hello, good morning, Ciara and Shane. Honestly, it's probably one of the best lineups we've had and one of the most diverse lineups we've seen in years. You have, as you said, they're global headliners like Kings of Leon on Sunday night, who I'm really looking forward to, Chapel Roan tonight, Fatboy Slim, Sam Fender. I think in particular, and I heard in the news there as well, Chapel Roan set tonight, I think it's going to be just what everyone's talking about on Monday. I think fans can expect real high energy, flamboyant performance. Her visuals I've seen are insane. She's got serious style. And if anyone has seen the footage of her recent summer festivals, her vocals are unbelievable.
Yeah, she really is. She's a phenomenon. She's but isn't it kind of amazing to have Chapel Roan and Hozier on the bill tonight? Like you would imagine in any other year, they would have been on two separate nights if they'd both even been at the festival the same year, because there's huge names this year.
Yeah, so we've lots of choice. So we've two big headliners tonight and two big headliners, Sam Fender, Fatboy Slim tomorrow as well, and Kings of Leon, of course, on Sunday. But even aside, Ciara, from the big international acts, just looking through the lineup, I have the poster here in front of me. There's huge Irish presence, as you said, with Hozier, but also the likes of Kneecap, Amble, Kingfisher, like all that folk music is so on trend over the last like 12-24 months. Jazzy as well, she's from Dublin, huge name in dance music internationally, and the Saw Doctors. Yeah. I mean, I think they're a staple now, the Electric Picnic, the Saw Doctors, and they always, like the tent is always jammed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bell X1, Inhaler, like it's fantastic. If people are going down, and obviously the music this year is brilliant, but there's other stuff to do too, isn't it? Because not everyone goes just for the bands.
Oh, yeah. Like the music, I would say, is like the heartbeat of Electric Picnic. Like that's what's going to sell the tickets initially a year before the actual festival. But really, the soul of the festival is everything around it. It is just, it's a city. It's a pop-up city of creativity, of quirkiness. You've got comedy, you've got spoken word, wellness areas, art installations, there's political debates, even yoga, actually, if you're feeling up for it. A bit of yoga in the morning and limber up for the day ahead. But there's a real kind of sense of discovery. And one of the best lines of Electric Picnic, you know, throughout the weekend is, will we go for a wander? Like that's where the crack happens. That's where you just stumble upon something random or like an amazing brass band just playing your favorite pop hits. And you know what as well? It's really good for kids. And I love seeing kids at festivals. There's kind of like a calming sense, calming presence when you see kids at a festival. But there's loads of stuff like crazy golf, face painting, obviously loads of dancing, nice food as well. Yeah. My own niece who is 6, she hasn't missed an Electric Picnic. She was there in the womb. And yeah, she hasn't missed an Electric Picnic since. So lots. And there's a theatre of food as well, if you're into, if you are a foodie. And I see there in the lineup, Nev Maguire is down to do cooking and talking, but also a DJ set.
That, if I was going, that's what I would be glued to. Nevin cooking and on the decks, because he's absolutely brilliant. Of course, Today FM's Soundgarden is there. Will you be down there, Shelley?
Yes. I will indeed. Thanks for the plug, Ciara. The TFS Soundgarden, it will be hopping. There's loads of just brilliant things, lots of music. All the presenters like Ian Dempsey, Dave Moore, Ray Foley, they will all be there. And I'm there on Sunday night. I'm there at 9 p.m. banging out the Coppers anthems. So please come. I'm really afraid that nobody will come.
No, everyone will come. Everyone will be loving it. Listen, thank you for joining us. I actually am starting to get the FOMO now because I'm not going this year, but I'm feeling it a little bit, which is anyway a bit annoying. But anyway, it's all good. Thank you for joining us. That is our sister station, Today FM's Shelley Gray.
You're so fickle, Ciara.
I know. An hour and a half ago,
when it was early in the morning, you're like, oh, no, I couldn't. No showers, no tent. No. Now you're like, I want to be there.
I know. And knowing me, I could end up going. You know me.
Yeah,
I could end up down there.
Yeah, I'll follow you on Insta to see what happens. I'm all agog. Anything could happen.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.